For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Present. Why don't we put our hands together for all our visitors? Come on, put your hands together for them. Amen. And to our visitors, I want to say thank you for coming. I see a few people that I've never met, but thank you for coming. Thank you for responding to our invitation. We cherish you, and I want to pray for you specifically. So if you don't mind, please stand to your feet. If you're a visitor, this is the first time. I know, don't be shy, it's okay. If you're a first-time visitor, just stand to your feet. Don't be shy, my friends. Stand up. Amen, amen, amen. All right. And the rest of you sitting, just close your eyes and stretch forth your hands towards our visitors. I believe that God is leading me to pray for them. Father, thank you for everyone that is standing, that you brought here. There's a reason, there's a purpose for even them coming here. I pray for them, we pray for them, that whatever the purpose is, Lord, let it be fulfilled. I pray that whatever is going on in their lives, their private lives, every aspect of their lives, you, oh God, would intervene this morning. As we share your word, Lord, touch them. As we share your word, Lord, heal them. As we share your word, Lord, deliver them. Let them leave this place with a deep, truthful, honest experience with the Holy Spirit. And today marks, may it mark the beginning of many great things in their lives as the seed, the word seed, is sown in their lives. We give you praise. I specifically pray for them. I cancel every work of the enemy. Anything that is going wrong in their life that is not of God, I cancel. I stand by your word, Lord. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I pull down every stronghold. I pull down anything that is not of God. I cancel and I declare that no weapon that is formed against these shall prosper. Lord, thank you. Thank you for a great experience today in Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody stand to your feet for just a minute. Everybody stand to your feet. Put your hand on your heart and pray that even as we come before the Lord, as we share his word this morning, you will not be familiar with his word, but you would receive his word. The Bible says we should receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. Pray for yourself with your eyes closed. Just ask God, God, let your word this morning even bless me. Let your word this morning even impart me. Let that be your prayer. Let that be your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for ourselves this morning. We say, Lord, touch our hearts. Give us an experience with you. Let us not be familiar with your words, oh God. But let there be a great impartation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, please be seated. Amen. This morning, for just a few minutes, we have a few things to do, but we don't want our visitors to, we want them to come again, so we'll not keep them long. So just for a few minutes, I want to share with you a chapter from one of our books that our bishop wrote, How You Can Preach Salvation. And I want to share with you on why God sent his son, why God sent Jesus. Amen. I had almost forgotten that this Friday is actually Good Friday, isn't it? So we're going to continue our evangelistic drive. In fact, that's what my father and ministry Bishop Doug wants us to do. So we're going to extend our swollen ministry into swollen Friday. All right? So Friday, Good Friday night, we're going to have a service here at 7:30 to 9:30. So those of you who invited people and they didn't come, let them know that there's another opportunity. Amen. Amen. So why God sent his son? John 3:16. John 3:16. Please project the scripture. John 3:16. Why God sent his son? Why did Christ come into this world? Why did he die? Easter is not about eggs. Easter is more about Christ dying. It's a historical fact. It is true that a man by name Jesus Christ came to this earth. He was born and he died. And we celebrate what he did on Easter. So John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." Everybody say, "He gave." So he gave, and he gave not just one of many things he had. That is how we give things, isn't it? We always give a little or the extra or what we don't want. Very few times do we really give the only thing that we have. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So why did God love the world so much? Why? Why would he love the world so much that he gave his only begotten son? Truthfully, you only give your only when you have love. You use your only when you have great love for something, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of times, husbands marry wives and they'll say, "You are the only mosquito in my net." But the truth is that there are other mosquitoes. You are my only spider in my cobweb, right? Yes. You are my only spider in my, the only spider in my, in your cupboard, yes. But truthfully, there are other hidden spiders, isn't it? So it takes only love. So God gave his only begotten. Why did he do that? And the answer is simple, because we are his creation. Amen. John 1 and verse 3. God gave his only son because we are his creation. Yeah. The closest to it, and that is not even near it, but I'm saying the closest to it that we can relate to is mothers and their children. Mothers love their children. Mothers love their children. If you see a mother relating to her children, it's even as though that the father doesn't count. Sometimes they treat us, the fathers, as though we're not part of the process. It is true that you carried the baby, your stomach was big for 9 months, but we were with you. And without that, you would not have even had a big stomach. We helped to create that stomach. But mothers behave as though they are the only ones. Yeah. That is why a lot of times, I'm not preaching about marriage this morning, but a lot of times you see that when children come into the picture, then you see that wives begin to push husbands away. They sleep with their children. It used to be you and your husband, but now it's you, baby one, baby two. There's no more access to the wife. But God loved us so much. He loved all of us because we are his creation. Look at the scripture. John 1:3 says, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So God gave us his son. He loved us so much because we are his creation. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, you look like a very beautiful creation of God." Amen. So not only did he just give his son was just born. I mean, it would have been another story if Christ was just born, but he went on to do more. Now, God's creation was going to perish in hell. And God's creation was in difficulty, in darkness, and in pain. And that was the truth. During the little skit with Saul, the play, those of you who were not here, we heard a scripture quoted. In fact, two scriptures in Romans 3 and Romans 6, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The falling short of the glory of God depicts darkness. We are in darkness without Christ. And Christ, that was one of the reasons why Christ came, for the main reason. The Son of Man was manifested that he may destroy the works of darkness. That is why Christ came. Christ came so that God would deliver us through Christ out of darkness and pain. That is why we celebrate Easter. That is what Easter stands for. Christ came so that we will be delivered out of darkness and pain. We may ask another question. Why did God send his son and not an angel? Why did it have to be his son? And the answer is simple. God wanted to send a powerful person who could save us. He wanted to send a powerful person, the best person who could save us. And that was his son. Yeah. There are many things that I personally, if I want to really get it done properly, I would like to do it myself. Or I would like to delegate my best to get it done. Yes. Many times there are responsibilities that I could or I may not be able to attend. Maybe a dedication somewhere or an important visit, somebody is not well. And if I can go, I would make sure that somebody significant in the church goes. Because I want the most powerful feeling to be depicted to the person that we love you. And it's unfortunate that I could not come, but somebody else is coming in my stead. So many times I would send Lady Pastor. In fact, Lady Pastor this week or the past week has visited a couple of people on my behalf because I was at work seeing patients. I couldn't move out. Or I would send Pastor Kobe, and Pastor Kobe would come and knock on me. So Christ came. God sent his son, his only son. You think about it, only son. He didn't have stepchildren from somewhere else, from a marriage or something else. He had only one son. And he said, look, it takes somebody dying. It takes somebody paying the price for our sins. And I will send my only son because I needed somebody powerful who would come down to help deliver my creation. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, the question or the point here is also this, that you think about it. Just like I said, I would send someone important who would go on and delegate to represent me. You think about it, you would do the same thing. And that's exactly why Christ was sent, his only son. And an angel was not sent. Archangel Michael was not sent. No other angel was sent. Gabriel was not sent. It was only Jesus, his only son. Amen. Now, why did Christ have to die? Why did he have to shed his blood? Why? And the answer is very simple. Now, I come from Africa. I come from Ghana, specifically. Now, in Africa, there are many religions. There are fetish people, cults. And when you look at all religions, you would note that the basic line of all religions is blood, blood, blood. It's always blood. Blood has to be shed. That is why even in Satanism, it's always about blood. Every spiritual thing is blood. And the Bible states it clear that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. It's almost like it's a spiritual law. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22. Let's look at it. It says, and almost all things are by law perished with blood. Under the old covenant, bulls, the blood of bulls and blood of animals took the place where blood was needed. But it got to this point, God said, look, it's enough. I've tried the blood of bulls and I've tried the blood of different animals. And it's not working. Now, I'm going to send my best. And that is my only son. And I'm going to send him to shed his blood. So that through his blood, there will be remission of sins, so that people can be cleansed, so that you and I can be cleansed, so that you and I would be washed from our sins. And that is why Christ came. Bible says that as many as believed on him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believed on his name. All you got to do is just believe. Amen. Believe. And the saints all have sinned and fallen short of glory of the glory of God. The sins that have separated us, that gives a gap between us and God, that causes darkness and pain. I tell you, the world is full of pain. Yeah. I've been a physician for years, but there's never been in the history of America that you suddenly see such pain. Right now, the hottest, and I tell people who are medical in the church always, that do psychiatry. Mega, when you finish, be a psychiatric NP, nurse practitioner. It is one of the greatest needs are not even cardiologists. The greatest needs are not even pulmonologists. The greatest needs today are not even, you think about the top kidney specialist. No. Not dialysis special. No. What is needed most is psychiatrists. Wow. Because of the pain and the darkness. People are hurting. That is why drugs, opioids, narcotics, it's at its top. Yeah. Friday I was at a conference and somebody was telling a story from his website. They saw a woman who overdosed. On Wednesday, then overdosed. They took her to the emergency room. He revived her. Then she overdosed again on Thursday. Oh no, on Saturday. Less than 5 days, she had overdosed twice. So the whole world is full of darkness and there's pain, great pain. But that is why Christ came. Because God loves you so much. He doesn't want you to be in pain. He doesn't want you to be in pain. And you are somebody just asked in their heads. I felt it just now. You're saying, how can just accepting Christ take away my pain? I can't prove it to you in a test tube. But all I know is that when you believe in him, 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 something happens. Something changes. Something changes. So that relationship with him comes on you and something changes. Pain is taken away. I promise you, I don't know how, but I can promise you by the word of God that Jesus will take care of your pain. Jesus will take care of your darkness. Jesus will take care of whatever you are going, whatever it may be, marital issues, whatever it may be, your problem with your children, whatever it may be, your problem with even addiction, no matter what it be, Jesus will take care of it. If only you will give him that opportunity, and I know you will. With every head bowed, every eye closed, every head bowed, every eye closed. Don't look around. Don't look around. Every head bowed. Perhaps you are here and you have never given Jesus that opportunity in your heart. You've never come to the point and say, Jesus, I want to give you my life. Take my life. Let it be. Cleanse me by your blood that was shed many years ago on Easter. Many years ago on that Good Friday. Jesus, I want to receive you. If you are here like that, every head bowed. Please don't look around. Don't make it difficult for people. Maybe you've been going to church. You've been a member of even this church for years. But you have never really given your life to Christ. And number two, maybe you did before, but you have not been serious about it. Maybe you said, Jesus, I receive you. But you have never given your life totally to him. Because you could say it with your mouth, but you would not mean it in your heart. That is why the Bible says that with the heart man believeth. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man believeth. Believe on Jesus. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you, my friend. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Just slip up your hand. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. It's not the same afterwards. Just slip up your hand. Nobody looking. Nobody looking. Everyone close your eyes. Everyone close your eyes. Close your eyes. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Pray with me. Pray with me. Pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Anybody here like that? Just raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. Oh, I want to rededicate my... See those hands. Please don't look around. Don't look around, please. Don't look around. I see some hands. I see some hands. Don't look around. Don't look around. Don't look around. God brought you here for this. This is a great invitation. This is the great invitation. This is why you are here. This is why you are here. Don't let that moment pass by. I see those hands. Don't let that moment pass by. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 20 more seconds. 20 more seconds. 20 more seconds. Don't let this moment pass you by. I'm going to pray with you. It's a prayer that will not be the same if I were to meet you after church. But now. Now is the day of salvation. Now is our accepted time. When you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every eye closed. Don't look around, please. Don't please try and obey my voice. Don't look around. Don't make it easy, difficult for people. Thank you, Lord. Those of you with your hands raised, raise it higher. Raise it higher. Everyone else, close your eyes. Now, I want everyone to say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you have reminded me again today that you love me so much. You love me so dearly that you came into this world, died on Good Friday, shed your blood to cleanse me, to pay the price that I needed to come out of darkness. I accept you today, according to your word, that as many as received you, I receive you today. Jesus, 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 be my Lord, be my Savior, be my healer, be my deliverer. Jesus, may every work of darkness in my life be destroyed. Thank you. I am yours and you are mine from today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You may put your hands down now. Father, I commit everyone that has given their lives to Christ today or rededicated their lives to you. I pray in Jesus' name that you will bless them. Bless them. Establish them. And thank you that this great seed that has been sown in their lives will grow. Yes, it will grow. It will become a great thing in their lives. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. And all shall say amen.